Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Intuitive Conversations with Tamara and Chantel. I'm Chantel Neufeld.
I'm Tamara Franz.
And today, we have a really cool topic.
Yeah, our title for this episode is Vision is Stronger Than Baggage. And that's a quote from Stephen Covey, the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People guy, which I've always loved. But I feel like it's really relevant for this time because knowing, and we've talked so much about this, knowing that our systems are unraveling, that we're in a time of shift, we have an old world that's kind of passing away, but we have an opportunity to build a new one. So are we going to move towards the vision, or are we going to hang back in the baggage and you know, try and hold on to what's passing away and bitch and moan about what's...
Yeah. So I grew up with conspiracy theorists, and so they were always like, look at the past, history is repeating itself. And I'm just like, it doesn't have to. We're different now. We know new things. We're new people. You know, what's that quote about the river? No man steps in the same river twice because the river, it's not the same river, and he's not the same man.
Yeah, and there's a saying in the astrological community, history doesn't repeat, but it echoes.
Ooh.
So there are elements... Right? Because certain energies, we live by cycles. Mm-hmm. Every planet has a cycle, and all of those different cycles affect us in different ways. Mm-hmm. But we have the agency and the sovereignty to actually work with energies and to create with them.
It's like improv. It's like life. Like, you know, you come across something you don't like, you're like, yes, and I can do this instead. Yeah, plot twist, exactly. Instead of using all of our energy in resistance.
So the reason this topic is really relevant right now, and we're recording on July 14th?
Sure. Yep. Yes. You got it right.
Okay. So not only is it a new moon today, which is a time of planting new seeds and new ideas and new vision, but we're also moving into an historic configuration in astrology, which involves the three outer planets, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, but also Jupiter, which is sliding into place in the next few days. And the four of them are going to create a trapezoid where each of them is at the fourth degree of the sign that they're in. And the astrology world, this is being called Barbeau's basket because a famous astrologer, André Barbeau, discovered this configuration years ago. And looking forward, from his vantage point at the time, he saw this as the most fortuitous configuration of the century, and that it represented a splendid relaunch of human civilization. So at the moment, we can look around at all the terrible things that are happening. And if you're a news junkie, there's no shortage of material to make you
clickbait,
pessimistic and depressed and even angry.
But somewhere, someone's living under a waterfall, unaware of how afraid he's supposed to be.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we can't see the new energy that's coming in, but we can harness it with our own vision and creativity. Mm-hmm. So we thought it'd be fun to talk a little bit about the world that we can imagine coming into being as the old one passes away, which is not to say we won't mourn certain things. Like I have
and that it's not scary. Change is scary.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it can be exciting. It's a spectrum.
Yeah. And there's a proverb, may you live in interesting times, which we certainly do. And it can be really unsettling and, you know, hard to plan ahead sometimes because things are, you feel like you're walking on shifting sand and all of those things. But at the same time, tremendous opportunity if we choose.
I'm just seeing all these pictures in my head. I'm seeing driving in the dark with your, you know, through the curvy hills, right? And you can only see what's in front of you. Or yesterday I was watching Big Brother because I love myself a good reality show. And they had this challenge where you only had two planks and you had to situate them and move through this obstacle course standing on these two planks, and it was like a puzzle as you go along, and I'm like, what a metaphor for life.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we know that systems are not necessarily going to hold. They may morph into something new. Some of them will completely fall apart.
Human design is what I follow, and they say 27 is a huge time of change. And so we know it's coming, and we're just, we want to talk about like using creativity to create the world we want and stepping really into our sovereignty and our authenticity and not being swayed by the powers that be or the consensus of like, this is the way we've always done it. You know, why are we changing it up now? You got to really go with your intuition and be like, this is my value and this is what I'm going to do regardless.
I think we've been taught to really be afraid of our own creativity. Because if you think of it, any time an authoritarian regime takes over, who are the first people they target? The artists, the creatives, the writers, the intellectuals, all of the people that are channeling creative new energy, because a static system, a system of authority really wants to be stable and has to eliminate uncertainty or any kind of new energy that's going to come in and rock the boat. But that boat's being rocked, whether we like it or not. So we have a chance to imagine.
And there's definitely more allowance for that kind of thing, too. Like in the olden days, they burnt the witches. Now witches are allowed, you know, like, so we do have more freedom. Like, things are not the same as they used to be.
And I think that brings me to one of my greatest visions for the future is a partnership model. We've had hundreds, if not thousands of years of living by a dominator model, a pyramid of power. Right, where the certain types of people, namely rich white males, usually are at the top. And then there's a whole lot of people at the bottom without a lot of power. And that imbalance has made itself felt in the economy, in the way we treat the environment, in all kinds of ways. We've just moved into this huge imbalance of power.
All the wars in the world, like
exactly right, the wars and how people have had their power and agency taken from them, and the lower you are on that pyramid of power or the scale, the more likely you are to end up in systems that are abusive.
How do you see that partnership and community coming together? Like, what is the vision? What would be like the end result?
I think that women are already claiming their power. I see a new rising of the divine feminine, which legitimates the power of women. You know, for so long we've been conditioned into a patriarchal belief system where God can only be male and therefore male is God. It's kind of like this reciprocal understanding of how power works and what legitimizes power. But there is a huge reclaiming of the divine feminine, and I think that is going to even change the way we look at the planet we live on, the systems of nature that we work with, where we start living in partnership with nature. You already see it happening in systems biology, in sciences that are starting to think of things as systems and not...
See trees as sentient beings.
Yes, exactly. How trees interact with each other and with their whole environment and what we learn from that. How herd animals interact with each other and realizing it's not an alpha male in the herd that determines where everyone goes. It's actually a gradual consensus of the herd where enough of them turn in a certain direction and they just move together.
And even how animals and nature can be healing, like
Well, and I think a partnership model is healing for everyone, not just for the people that haven't had power, but for the people at the top of the pyramid. The power isn't actually legitimate because it's not coming from within. It's just coming from having risen up the structure. But we look at leaders now who are on the top of the pyramid and we can see they're not empowered people. They don't.
There's a lot of corruption. How the hell do you get to the top these days without corruption and money and all that? So, things are definitely shifting.
Yeah. And I think with a partnership model, there's more of an opportunity for everyone to actually become authentically empowered. Just by being solidly in themselves and being
and
able to
boundaries.
Use their gifts.
Yeah, and saying like, this is okay for me and this is what's not.
And I think that kind of a partnership model filters into every system. we were talking a minute ago about education systems and just the fact that students need to have more empowerment in their programs of study and in their
creativity and
trajectory of education, especially as they hit high school, right? They're old enough by grade 9, grade 10 to know what their interests are, where their passions lie, and to be able to pursue that through designing their own course of study. They've got the basics under their belt. And so what does that look like, a partnership culture?
Probably more apprenticeships happening, and
how does that feed into politics? How does that feed into the economy, right? Where we stop allowing these corporations to just buy up and consolidate and consolidate and just make themselves, you know, buy up. If you're a media outlet, why should you be able to buy up every newspaper, you know, within a 500 mile radius and own everything? What does a partnership model look like when we have so many different news outlets and we have actually differences of opinion and we have, we don't have a news ecosystem that is captured by the people at the top of the pyramid?
Yeah. And just seeing gifts recognized would be really nice too, because not like to go to an accredited college or university, you need a lot of money and you need the skills to be able to, you know, read and write and take tests and all those things. But you have this huge group of creative people who are not good at taking tests, you know, who like that's not their way of learning. They learn differently. And to be able to see those people's gifts recognized and for them to be able to use them in the world and whatever way they want to, you know, whether they fix cars or they fix people or, you know, like to not give our power and our permission away to the people who say, you know, you have to jump through these hoops in order to be worthy.
Right. There's a saying that generals are always preparing for the last war. So the hoops that they ask you to jump through, how do they even know those are the hoops that are going to prepare us for the world that's rising up?
Yeah.
And what if education, especially higher education, was a partnership model where we decided as a country, as a society, it's important enough for people to have access to post-secondary education that the government and corporations partner together in the sense that corporations will provide a certain level of funding, maybe because they pay so little taxes. Because it benefits them too to have
win-win-win, right?
Looking to have workers who are educated, who have good communication skills, who know how to think critically, whose imaginations have been stimulated, and like what could happen if we had that kind of a partnership going?
I feel like people learn best and remember best when they're having fun. Something. I don't remember the exact quote, but it's about the amount of repetitions it takes to integrate or learn something. And when you're having fun, it takes way less repetitions. And so I feel like the more fun we can have with learning, the more creative we can be, you know?
And even repetitions can be fun.
Yeah, for
right?
sure.
Things can be a game. I would like to see actually all grading taken out of education. There are ways to give feedback without putting numbers and letters on people.
Yeah.
And
especially
it's
people
actually
who only learn through positive reinforcement, like
and it actually gives far more productive information. If you give feedback, here's what you're doing well, this is what you can do better, right? Instead of,
because the world isn't right and wrong and black and white. There is so much nuance and like how we live our life. People are like, oh, I'm failing at this. You're not failing, you're experimenting. Like, and like, it can start in school, those frames of mind, and it can start, like, we can start teaching kids how to emotionally regulate. And I mean, lots of places are already doing that. And during COVID, so much change in the education system, like, where there was just so much more creativity. I saw, like, people who weren't at work all the time, who used to be at work, like, getting in their suits and going to work, they either could stay home and, you know, got money from the government or could work from home. And there were so many businesses started during COVID. Like, you hear about them more and more, and it's just like, wow, that would have never happened if you hadn't had a couple of weeks to sit down and be like, who am I? What do I actually want to do? What's fun for me? A lot of people, they're just so, you know, invested in all of their things that they have to do that they don't have time to be themselves.
Yeah. Imagine if we just, even from birth, said each person is a font of creative potential. And so the whole point of our education system is to discover what are the potentialities in each child and how do we help them. Instead of, I used to think of it as sort of a reverse shoe store, right? You come to me and I'm going to make you fit into this size of shoe that everyone has to wear.
God, that's such a good metaphor.
Instead of coming to me and what does your foot look like and what feels comfortable to you and what color do you want to wear and how can we empower you to step into those shoes that are going to be like Dorothy's shoes, you know, there's no place like home that will take you home to yourself.
What would this world look like if one day we just didn't have to go to work and we could all do what we love and obviously focus on, you know, shelter and food and all those things? I watch so many reality shows of like Alone or Naked and Afraid where they have to like go out and do the basics. And they're so much happier when they're like focused on those hands-on things of life. And, you know, they're connecting with each other and they're also building and
well, I can say from experience that I've never been happier than when I was on the Camino. And that was just the simplicity.
You had to do your laundry every day.
Wash my clothes by hand every day. Yeah. But it's just the simplicity of, I don't have to deal with bills. I don't, you know, it's mm-hmm. very simple. You get up, you walk.
Staring at a screen all day.
Yeah. Life simplified to the point of spending the 4 hours a day maybe that you need to spend to take care of the basics and look after. The problem is, who's going to clean the washrooms in the shopping malls and who's going to sweep the streets and pick up the garbage? There are always going to be jobs that are not as pleasant that we need to have done. So,
but there's like a lot of cooperation that can happen when everyone is living in harmony and they're just they treat others the way they treat themselves.
Exactly. Yeah. Like if we decided those are important
values,
functions we need to have done, let's pay people well to do them.
Mm-hmm.
As well as anyone who sits in an office on a keyboard. Because they're equally essential.
It makes my mind just go to all the possibilities. Like, what if money wasn't a thing? What if everyone loved each other? What if we could just go out and take care of nature, take care of like the toilets in the
mm-hmm.
malls, and just like wherever we would go, we would clean up after ourselves, and everyone would just be kind of taking care of each other. Like, what a beautiful world that would be. Like, I feel like there is enough for everybody as long as we share and don't feel like we have to hoard. Like, I feel like hoarding has really created an imbalance in the money system, and if that would crumble, there might be a little bit more balance.
And I think we tend to get tied up in the logistics of, well, okay, but how's that going to work? Oh, that's utopian. But there's something. Edgar Cayce, the great clairvoyant, used to harp on this all the time. Define your values. What are your highest ideals? And things flow from that. And I think we've always had that backwards as a society because we're always responding. We're always trying to fix the problems that crop up because we haven't started from our highest values. Or they've been skewed, right? If your highest value is money, then right there you're going to set a whole bunch of problems in motion that you're going to have to keep addressing in different ways. And each time you solve the problem, you'll create new ones because you haven't addressed the root cause.
Yeah, I think balance is key in creating the new world. I think creating, like, setting an intention and having sovereignty is very important, but also knowing when to pivot and when to do improv with life. Like, there's always,
mm-hmm.
you can plan your day as much as you want. There's always going to be stuff that comes up that's going to make your day go differently. And it's just such a more, you can flow with life more when you just go with the river instead of trying to swim upstream all the time, right?
Yeah. For me, partnership, which we talked about already, and prioritizing life, I think would be one of the highest values. And from that would flow anything that jeopardizes life is not viable.
Mm.
Like you just wouldn't, war wouldn't even be a consideration
You wouldn't
because
spend your attention or energy on it.
no.
Yeah. If some big person thought that that was a good idea, we would just all ignore him and he would go away. Like, you know, like if
Yeah.
everyone just got on board with this new belief system of cooperation, I could see life going a lot better.
Yeah.
And some people think that in the future there's going to be like two groups of people, one who just be like, no, everything's going to stay the same, and then who knows what happens to them. But then the people who are creating the life that they want, like they're the ones who are going to manifest this beautiful, abundant life.
That reminds me of a metaphor that one of my favorite people that I listen to talks about. And she says, it's like you're at a play, and the audience is slowly realizing that the plot is really wearing thin. It's not holding together anymore, and they're losing interest, and they're starting to leave the theater. And the actors are realizing that they're losing their audience. And so now they're speaking extra loud, and they're overacting. And they're trying frantically to keep people watching. But meanwhile, the set is falling apart. And it's just to anyone who's paying attention, it's evident that this play is not working anymore. So, but there's always going to be those people who are holding on and holding on, especially the ones who are invested because they've benefited from the power positions at the top.
If we changed, like, if the people in the play started improvising and just doing a whole comedy improv thing and be like, yes, and blah, 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 they'd keep the audience. The audience would come back. They wouldn't care if the sets were falling down. They would just be like, this is a great play. Like, I'm so glad that it turned out this way.
One of the things I love about Lord of the Rings and why I keep going back to it all the time is that there's always something more than what we know going on. And so even when things look absolutely dreadful, there is no way out of the situation. There's no possible way that we can win. Something unexpected happens. The trees come marching in to save the day, or the eagles show up in the sky. Like there's always more than we've taken into account, and we get so caught up in our human ego that it's up to us to save everything, and but we're stuck in our left brain, which is in the groove of how things have always been done, and we can't see any other way forward. But when we unleash the creativity of the right brain, somehow we call in these energies that we didn't even know were there around us.
Just not believing all the stories that we're being told about, you know, bad things or collapse and all these things. Like, what would happen if that was just separate? And we would just be like, what if we start out our day with abundance and be like, pretending that that wasn't an issue, what would I be doing? What would I be creating?
Well, and
Especially
even
if there's nothing we can do about the story on TV, you know?
the word collapse, like, is it so terrible? Civilizations have collapsed over the centuries. We know that nothing ever lasts forever. Every empire has fallen, and out of the fall of empires comes new structures. There's always newness. The energy of life always moves forward. So, what if we ride it instead of clenching around what we're afraid to lose? Like, Kyle, what's the thing that Kyle Cease says? You're afraid
You're always
to.
a you can't see what you're gonna lose, or
You
you
can
can't
only
see
see what
what
you're going to
yeah
lose. You can't
you can't
see
see
what
what
you're
you're
going to
gonna gain.
gain,
Yeah.
right? Yeah.
And looking back on all of the hard times that we individually all had in life, we can't see what was around the
Yeah.
corner. We can't see that new person that was just gonna
Yeah.
change your life, you know, in the best way.
Yeah. There's a term, cultural creatives, for the people that are oriented toward building what's new. And I think as more and more of us find each other, that energy builds around we stop giving our energy to the systems that we know can't survive, are
They're,
not
yeah,
long.
they're not sustainable.
And that doesn't mean that they were always useless, right? Because certain structures have carried us to the point where we are. As much as I want to see patriarchy fall, I can say there was a time and a place for it, probably. I mean, who knows? Certain things became possible. but it isn't helping our evolution now as a humanity. It's not going to help us reach our potential.
Definitely needs some more feminine cooperative energy and leadership.
Mm-hmm.
There will be less wars, that's for sure. But anyway,
on that note,
keep following your heart song.